At the Vatican today, Pope Francis bestowed the traditional red hats on his first batch of cardinals. 10 of the 19 new princes of the Church come from outside Europe, from some of the poorest countries in the world. The new cardinals will eventually be responsible for electing a new pope. And Pier Silvia Poggioli reports the selection is seen as a sign that the reforms Pope Francis is introducing include a restructuring of how the Catholic Church will be governed.
The first pope from the developing world chose many of his new cardinals from the periphery of the globe. For example, from the Philippines, Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, and Haiti, places that had never had a cardinal before. John Allen, Vatican analyst for the Boston Globe, says the choices show the pope's desire to reduce the number of European cardinals and cardinals from the Curia, the central Vatican administration. It could be the start of a shift in the College of Cardinals to the global south, where two-thirds of the world's 1.2 billion Catholics today live.
Francis is making some choices, and one of those choices, clearly, is that he wants to shift the action in the Church away from the traditional centers of power to places that he thinks for too long have been ignored and overlooked.
Only four members of the Vatican administration were tapped to become cardinals. One of those is Gerhard Müller, head of the Vatican's doctrinal office and a known conservative. That's a sign, says Marco Politi, Vatican correspondent for the Italian daily Il Fatto, that Francis does not want only prelates who are on his same wavelength.
The Pope wants also that the College of the Cardinals represents the different trends within the Roman Church as they are.
When Francis announced his selections last month, perhaps the biggest surprise was the unprecedented letter he sent to each newly designated cardinal. He told them that the red hat should not be seen as a promotion, much less an honor. He asked them to accept the nomination with joy, but in a way that avoids any sign of worldliness, because cardinals, he said, should see themselves as servants marked by humility. This is in stark contrast, says John Allen, to the past, when wealthy donors or friendly religious orders threw lavish celebrations on the cardinal's behalf.
In Rome, Consistory Week is sort of like Oscars Week in Hollywood, you know? I mean, everybody's got a party, and often these things are fairly swanky black tie affairs.
Allen says Francis is trying to redefine leadership in the Catholic Church away from an image of power and privilege.
It's going to have to change in the direction of greater humility, simplicity, modesty.
In the lead-up to today's ceremony, Francis met with the entire College of Cardinals to discuss badly needed reform of the scandal-plagued Vatican Bank and preparations for an important worldwide bishops' assembly in October on the family. The discussion likely included the results of a worldwide survey that revealed many Catholics in the U.S. and Europe rejected as unrealistic church teaching on birth control, homosexuality, marriage, and divorce. Vatican analyst Marco Politi says Francis is inspired by the collegiality of the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s and wants cardinals and bishops to play a more decisive role in church governance.
He doesn't want to make the changes by himself, like a monarch. He wants to recreate an atmosphere like in Vatican Council II, where the bishops discuss and then together, in a common way, they take their decision.
Robert Mickens, Vatican correspondent for the British Catholic weekly The Tablet, says Francis has begun not only reforming the Vatican, but also the papacy itself.
In its style, in its tone, the whole ethos surrounding the old Vatican court, which he has basically just dismantled. He's sharing his power in a way. He's begun to set down the foundation stones for a new model of governance, or rather, a recovery of an ancient model of governance.
If he's able to carry it out, Mickens says, it will be the biggest change in the Catholic Church in 1,000 years. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.